This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Terry from Everett is. Terry, are you there? Terry? Hello.
Terry.
Hello.
Hi. You're there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Perfect. Now we can. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Terry has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many continents are in the world?
7.
Correct. When it comes to technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
Yes. Luis Castillo was on what MLB team before the Mariners?
Oh, crap. Rangers.
No.
Indians.
No.
New York.
No. Same as a type of meat, what is the name of the piggy bank in Toy Story?
Oh, pass.
Hartford is the capital of which U.S. state?
Connecticut.
Yes. How do you write 30 in Roman numerals?
30 is XXX.
Yes. Lady Gaga's fans are known as Little what?
Little Gagas.
No.
Little Gagas. I have a pass.
Who directed the 80s movie Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Wait, I have a question real quick, Sarah.
Okay.
Would you have also gone with Kentucky for the...
Stop! No, I wouldn't have. Terry, you got 5 correct.
Eat up all my time.
I ate up all your time?
No, asking about Kentucky.
What? Oh, no, that was way after the buzzer.
Yeah.
That was No. You were out of time way before that. We can blame Danny, though, if you want.
Wow.
That's fine.
No.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many continents are there in the world?
7.
Yes. When it comes to technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
Correct. Luis Castillo was on what MLB team before the Mariners?
Pitching tonight. Cincinnati Reds.
Yes. Same as a type of meat. What is the name of the piggy bank in Toy Story?
Bacon?
No.
Rump roast?
No.
Steak?
No. Hartford is the capital of which U.S. state?
Connecticut.
Yes. How do you write 30 in Roman numerals?
Triple X. XXX.
Yes. Lady Gaga's fans are known as Little what?
Pains in my... But
no.
Little Monsters.
Yes. Who directed the 80s movie Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. Chris Hemsworth is from what country?
Thorland.
Yeah.
England?
No.
France?
No.
I don't know. Canada?
No. Two Broke Girls originally aired on what network?
Oh, man. Love that show. NBC?
No.
Fox?
No.
CBS.
Yes. How much do you love it, really?
I DVR it and watch it. Like, I know what channel it's on.
Well, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-5. Terry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Terry already
He gave up.
Wow. That was a pretty good performance.
Thank you. I love that show. No idea what network it's on.
But I love it. I swear. Same name as a type of meat. You were on the right track. Piggy bank is?
Pork chop.
No.
Oh, does he call him pork chop? That's what he calls him. Evil Dr. Pork Chop. That's his nickname for him.
Yes.
But he's playing.
I thought you
it's
were talking.
Ham?
Yeah, it's ham. I thought you were talking about Doug for a second.
But that's a good show. But considering how much we watch Toy Story, I'm very disappointed I didn't know.
You should be. You should ask Barrett because he probably knows.
He would absolutely know.
I asked Barrett and he had this to say about that.
That's why I'm sick of you.
I would be sick of my mom too if she got my favorite movie characters wrong. I get it, Barrett.
That's why I'm sick of you.
Chris Hemsworth is from
Scotland?
Down under.
Oh.
Australia?
Yeah.
Can you do an Australian accent, Steve?
Oi.
Crikey.
I'm from Australia. Oi.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Oi?
Oi.
Oi.
Crikey.
God, make it stop.
Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Kangaroo.
Joey. Oi.
Oh, my.
That's why I'm sick of you.
Yeah.
Me too, Barrett. Me too.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you seen this TikTok challenge that's going around? It's called raw dogging a flight.
What?
It is when...
Yeah.
It's not sexual, Danny.
Married man. Hey.
It's when you intentionally avoid all forms of entertainment on the airplane and you just stare at the seat back in front of you and do nothing on the flight.
I have heard of this and it instantly reminded me... Hate to be that guy that everything reminds you of a Seinfeld episode, but it did remind me of a certain Seinfeld episode where Putty, who was dating Elaine, and they were on a plane, and he was doing just that.
You want something to read?
No.
Are you going to take a nap? Or...
No.
You just going to sit there staring at the back of the seat?
Yeah.
And some people were posting like pictures of other people that they saw on a plane recently.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just like, this guy's a savage.
There was one guy I saw that was on a 6-hour flight with absolutely nothing to entertain himself. And for some reason, it's mostly men doing this challenge. I don't know why.
Oh, because men are stupid. As a man, I can confirm that.
So apparently in the raw dogging challenge, the only thing you're allowed to do is stare at the flight map. You can look at the flight map or any sort of like a screen that they might have information about your flight on or any little pamphlets, but no movies.
You can't play the games on the screen in front of you. Okay.
None of that.
So you just like if I went to Hawaii for like 5+ hours, I would just have to sit there and stare?
Correct.
Hell no.
So now a lot of people are saying they actually prefer this though. It's their preferred way of traveling. They say it can be meditative.
Okay.
So because of this craziness, we have a simple question for our rockaholics.
Mama always told me there are no stupid questions. So we have a simple question. And that question is for you.
Get your lighters out, Danny.
DJ in Lacey.
What's up, DJ?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great, and we want to know from you, how do you kill time on an airplane?
Living with the ADHD kind of sucks sometimes, especially for flights, because I end up watching, I've been on a few flights, and I find myself watching little snippets of, all the different movies that they got on there.
So you're like, I'm not feeling this one after 15 minutes, and you switch to another one?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know, because there's too many options.
There are way too many options.
I see it, too. DJ, I was just flying, and I'm like, man, I want to watch all these movies, and I got overwhelmed, so I just ended up putting on some music and just zoning out. Have you ever seen somebody watching a movie in front of you and you know the movie and you're like kind of fired up and you want to talk to them about it?
Absolutely.
No.
No?
I've never done that. I have watched movies on other people's screens, though, if I can read the captions.
Yes.
And I'm like, when are they going to notice that I'm watching the movie with them?
Dude, on the flight back to Seattle from Hawaii, there was a guy watching The Iron Claw, which is a wrestling-based movie about the Von Erich. A tragic movie. You don't want to watch this if you want to feel good. It's very hard. It's a heartbreaking film about the Von Erich family and all the tragedy they went through. And I'm watching. The guy didn't look like a wrestling fan. I don't know what a wrestling fan looks like, but I just wasn't getting the vibe he was a wrestling fan because he looked normal. And I wanted to tap on his shoulder and be like, all this is true, and it's even crazier stuff they didn't even put in the movie. But I was like, you know what?
Let him be.
I'm with my wife. I don't want to embarrass her.
Cruise in North Bend. How do you kill time on an airplane?
Well, it definitely determines on whether or not which flight you're on, too. Determines whether or not there's even something on the back of somebody's seat to watch.
Yep.
I recently did two different flights, and one flight didn't have nothing on the back of the seat other than the pamphlet, so that's what I watched. Oh. You know, no Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you couldn't even play on your phone?
No, I couldn't even play on my phone, man.
Dude, I feel like airlines need to now warn us. You know, they tell us about when there's delays. They should say, look, there's no fun video screen on the back of the person's seat behind in front of you, because if you don't know, sometimes you go into it like, oh, I don't need to bring my iPad because I could just play with the screen that's in front of me.
Yeah.
They got to warn us.
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. How do you kill time on a plane?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Morning.
So when I was a kid, it was between Sky Mall and my Game Boy.
Yes.
Love
Dude,
Sky Mall.
Someone just texted about Sky Mall. That was the best magazine ever.
Oh, yeah. No, I always dreamt about, like, where am I going to put that statue?
Sky Mall was all where I wanted to make it rain.
They had so much good stuff in there. It was like so much just like random stuff, like a doghouse for your doghouse. I was like, what is this?
Or the nightstand that was also a dog kennel.
What?
Yes. Yes, I remember that
one. And you could choose the color if you wanted a wood-looking one or like a gray-looking one. It was beautiful.
I want to know somebody who actually bought the Sasquatch statue, though. Like, the one that was like going through the garden. Because everyone knew that one, but I don't know anyone who owns it.
You know, if they had Wi-Fi back in those days and cell phones and the ability to purchase, because I would always, I'm like, I want to buy this. And then once you get off the plane, you're like, I ain't buying that. Stupid. I think there's something that happens when you're up in the air, the altitude, that makes you want to make stupid purchases.
So none of us ever actually bought anything on Sky Mall. No, I always wanted to. I just never did.
Did you ever play the game? This is how I would entertain myself when I was younger. And with the Sky Mall magazine, you could only pick one item from each page. That was, and I would spend the entire flight debating with myself because, well, I had nothing else to do. And I'd be like, do I want the Sasquatch statue or do I want the helmet that makes me so I can drink two beers at the same time, even though I'm 13 years old?
These are life's biggest questions.
The Sky Mall magazine was awesome. And I'm sure there's a website. I think there's a website that has all that stuff, but it's different. It's like you want to make that. I almost feel like the flight attendant should be walking around taking your credit card info on the plane, and so many purchases would be made.
If that had been an option, I would have been in big trouble.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are so excited for our Rockaholics to gather with us at the Halloween Hullabaloo. We're going to be throwing down at the Showair Center in Kent on Sunday, October 13th. Godsmack is going to be playing. Hailstorm is going to be playing.
Hell yeah.
We've got tickets on sale now over at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Earlier this week, we learned that Mount Rainier is the U.S. volcano that is keeping scientists up at night. And
I still have not told my wife about that story.
Don't tell
and
me.
She hasn't brought it up, so I don't think she saw that.
Many scientists are fearing the prospect of a lahar, which is a swiftly moving slurry of water and volcanic rock that's caused by an eruption. It'll pick up debris as it goes through different channels.
And pick up speed.
And according to one scientist, there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people who live in areas in the area that could potentially be impacted by a large lahar. And it could happen very fast.
Although a bunch of people texted me and said, don't worry, Steve, on South Hill, you're raised up, so you'll be fine. So now I don't care anymore.
Now you definitely don't have to tell your wife. There's no worries. So there are many news stories surrounding this. And online, people are going nuts. So, of course, we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent a few of these posts to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, pick out your favorite ones and reenact them however you'd like just to illustrate how stupid people can be on social media sometimes. So are you ready for the first comment about Mount Rainier?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Well, I live in Bonnie Lake, and I see her every day as I dwell within her shadow. Living here is an agreement that you are subjected to the glorious magnificence of nature, but also subject to being wiped out in the blink because of it. Keeps one humble. So does a fifth of whiskey.
See, I picture that person being more of an earthy type of a person as opposed to a boozer.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that's just like in touch with the planet. Keeps you humble, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pass me the joint, man. All right, here's our next comment.
LOL! I'm more scared of the crackheads on 3rd and Pine than Mount Rainier.
That is truly one of the scariest spots of all of Seattle.
Oh,
that 3rd and Pike, 3rd and Pine area.
Turn that corner and hope for the best.
Walk quickly.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever had to go to a show at the Showbox, I will. If I have to park, I don't know if I want to park. I gotta walk through that 3rd and Pike Pine area. Let's go find a parking spot on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this ain't the news. This is the old. Been talking about this since St. Helens blew.
And what did it say? It's did some one of the many scientists say that it's 15 years overdue or something
yes.
like that?
Oh. Yes, which makes you feel even better about it.
Look. What can you do? Nothing! So live your life! Have fun! Get laid! So what? We're all gonna die anyway! Whoop-de-doo!
That's the YOLO spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can you do, really?
Build some sort of a, you know, training machine to make you run faster.
You mean like a treadmill?
Yeah, treadmill.
Oh, okay. I think they've made those.
Like American
already.
Ninja yeah. Warrior.
I thought you were going to say like build like a boat type of an apparatus that you could sit in and just ride the wave, man.
Oh.
All right, here's our next comment about Mount Rainier.
Which is the first to blow? Mount Rainier or the Hawk to a girl?
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
If it could happen before my daughter starts dating, that would be really nice. Ellen, well.
Steve, was that you?
Might have been, yeah.
Okay.
It was either you or me.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wait, yours is already dating.
Yeah, that's also true.
That sucks. Sorry.
What keeps me up is not Mount Rainier. It is my whore ex-wife, and if she's going to steal more of my money, whore wife, greater than the dumb mountain, whore!
I'll tell us how you really feel there, sir. We have one more comment about Mount Rainier, and I don't think it has anything to do with anyone's whore wife. Or ex-wife, sorry.
I'm looking at it right now.
Looks fine to me. No worries. Anybody else want a beer?
I mean, I grew up completely traumatized by the movie Dante's Peak, so anything revolving around volcanoes freaks me out.
I don't know if I've ever watched that movie. Is that Keanu Reeves?
No, it's, what's his name? Is it Pierce Brosnan? Am I saying the right name?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
I've always heard of the name. I don't think I've ever watched that movie. I remember it was like, I mean, people reference it quite a bit, including you now.
Yeah.
Does it involve a volcano?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be great, no.
No, no, it's just a romantic comedy.
Hey, you want to know what? Everyone gets away.
Really?
No.
Oh.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.